Good morning, Lee.
This week, it's all about the National Energy Market Spot Price Market. It's been suspended.
That's right, mate. In a not totally unsurprising move, the Australian Energy Market Operator, or EMO, as they call themselves, have suspended the spot price market for all states connected to the National Energy Market.
So what are the states that are affected by this?
New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, Queensland, and little old us, Tasmania.
And not forgetting Tasmania. So how did we get to this?
A few different factors here, mate, such as rising coal and gas prices, plus a lot of the coal-fired generators have been broken down and out of action. But these events have caused the spot price for power to go through the roof, where in some cases the bid price was exceeding $1,000, even up to $3,000 per megawatt hour, which in our terms equates to, you know, a dollar to $3 per kilowatt hour. And like, we're only getting charged 26 cents.
So basically this created such a price volatility, didn't it?
It did, and AEMO had to put a cap of $300 per megawatt hour, which, you know, back in our sort of language, equates to 30 cents per kilowatt hour. Now, this caused some generators to take their bat and their ball and go home, which then threatened supply. What this means for consumers is the potential for rolling blackouts and brownouts if they do too much of that.
It's not all about the cost of coal and gas, is it?
That's right, and there's some evidence emerging of some of the energy generators gaming the system by removing supply to keep the prices artificially high. Now, that, in anyone's language, that's a dog act. But let's explain what they've been doing using some round numbers. Now, let's pretend I'm a power generator, Lee, and I have two coal-fired power stations, both producing 100 megawatt of power, so that's 200 megawatt in total.
And what is the spot price for that?
So my spot price for that is, say, let's say $200 per megawatt hour. I'm making $40,000 per hour. Sounds all right. I withdraw one of my power generation plants, and the shortage of power, because, okay, it's supply and demand, I've reduced supply, so therefore the demand's come up. Price is now $400 per hour. So I'm still making $40,000 per hour, but I've halved my running costs by shutting down half my power generation units. And funny thing about it, Lee, is they're not breaking any rules by doing this, as the energy market has been designed to aid generators and not really to protect consumers. Now, this is a fun fact. The Australian Energy Market Operator is 40% owned by the power companies they regulate. So in an extreme example where the spot price hit over $3,000 per megawatt hour, for example, Tassie was selling 460 megawatt into the state of Victoria at the time. That was $138,000 per hour of revenue for Tasmania. But once the market regulator put the $300 cap in, it calmed the market right down.
Yeah, it calmed it down quite considerably. So why are the fossil fuel generators appearing to be gaming the system?
It's a tough one. So most of the issues have been largely in New South Wales. They've been basically buying every bit of power they can get. And it has been suggested that the mainland energy fossil fuel generators have been deliberately pushing the country's energy system to the brink in the hopes to set the narrative that the government needs to offer more taxpayer subsidies just to keep the lights on. It seems a little bit too coincidental that all this has immediately come to pass the moment a new government is elected, and they were elected with a mandate to lower emissions and transition to more renewable energy generation. So the election results represents a change to the status quo of the domination of the fossil fuel industry has over the power generation. It could be they're flexing their muscles to remind the new government who's boss and to give them any greater leverage in future negotiations.
Now there is no spot price market. What does this mean to the consumer?
Well, it means withdrawing supply will not force the price up. Pricing will be negotiated by email and generators with various compensation provisions. So scrapping the spot market has, for the interim, pulled the teeth of the generators. But no matter what happens, though, Lee, it'll mean the customer's going to be paying more because the prices aren't going to go up.
Okay, understood. So what does the removal of the spot price market mean for solar system owners?
This is where it gets interesting, mate. In Tassie, for example, our solar feed-in tariff, or what we get paid for what we sell back to the grid, is formulated off the average spot price market pricing for the previous 12 months. The last 12 months have seen extraordinarily high prices on the spot price market, which should equate to a much higher feeding tariff for what we sell from our solar system.
But now they have canned the spot price market, Adrian. Does this mean that the Tasmanian Economic Regulator have an out to avoid raising the solar feeding tariff?
It's too early to call. I don't know. I hope not. But we're all going to know the answer on the 1st of July when those new tariff rates are announced.
We'll wait till July 1. Where does Tasmania sit in all this?
We sit in a pretty good spot. We have a commodity that the eastern seaboard of Australia desperately needs, which is low carbon emission power. We're in a La Nina weather cycle at the moment, which means more rain and wind, so the state is well placed to capitalise on the high wholesale energy pricing opportunity, which is going to be good for the state coffers, but bad for the consumer. And that's the two-edged sword effect of being part of the national energy market.
So no matter how you look at it, though, gas and coal is driving the prices up right now, and I suppose they can't compete against renewable energy for price, and mechanically they are proving more reliable, aren't they?
They are, especially with all the coal-fired generators sitting there broken down. Look, as the rest of the nation transitions towards renewable energy, Tasmania is in a really enviable position, as we're already there. We just need good leadership to take advantage of our natural advantages.
And just wrapping up this week on Power Savers, the unprecedented weather events from last weekend and the extended blackouts that occurred a weekend or so ago have led to a huge spike in demand, haven't they, for battery storage?
They have, mate. So I was talking to one bloke the other day, he was without power for 6.5 days. So,
wow.
Well, batteries will never recover their purchase costs at the moment. So as a, you know, they won't really offer a return on investment. Just having energy security during wild weather is now becoming a leading motivator to purchase battery storage.
And just a reminder, you at DMS Energy, you've got the Q-Cells Q-Home, haven't you?
That's right, mate. And it is a battery system that is ready to bolt onto an existing solar system. And that's going to give you the energy security that people are now wanting out of their solar system.
Adrian, where do we find you at DMS Energy?
Look, if you can come and see us at our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or if you want to give us a call, it's 1300 502 599. Or look at our website and put in a quote request. So that's all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or find us on Facebook. Love to hear from you.
Adrian Luke from DMS Energy, Sprite, and have a great day and a great week, and we'll have more Power Savers next Monday morning.
Thanks, Lee.